you want to know how you can break through your revenue plateau that you've hit right now? Listen to this episode. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do to smash records in your business every single day.
Welcome to the Coaching in Your Car podcast, where we discuss insider tips, tricks, and secrets to growing a successful business. Brought to you by the Foundry Group. And now, here's your host, Gavin Symes. Gavin
Symes. Yes, yes, yes. This is Gavin Symes, and this is Coaching in Your Car. Welcome, guys and gals. I'm just driving back from a meeting right now, heading back to the office, and I thought I'd record a quick little tip and story about how to break through your barriers of revenue right now. So I've been talking to heaps of business owners, hundreds of business owners every month, and they tell me exactly the same thing. They either tell me that they are struggling with their business, they're struggling with revenue, they feel like they're a slave to their business, they're overworked and underpaid. And when I ask them, hey, what does that mean? They say, well, I can't go on holiday. I can't leave the business whenever I want. And there was one client that I was talking to just this week, and he said that whenever he goes on holidays, he loses $10,000 in his business. That's before he even pays for his trip or his holiday or anything like that. So he's got to make a decision. Does he go on holiday and lose 10 grand minimum? Or does he stay in the business and earn that money? And if you're in a situation like that, or this is exactly what I said to this business owner, you don't have a business, you've got a job and you're highly leveraged, meaning that if you don't work, then you don't get paid. Or when you don't work, then you make less than if you weren't there, than if you were there. So the whole goal of every business is to create something that's valuable, that will thrive and actually do better than when you're not there. And the way that you do that is you create systems and processes and people. You have the right people in the right seats on the bus to make sure that everything runs like clockwork. And let me tell you a little bit of a story about how I implemented this in my previous business to make sure that I could take time off whenever I wanted and that results remained unchanged, actually increased. So I remember I was sitting there in Las Vegas, and my wife and I, my whole family actually went on holidays, and it was one of the first family holidays that we went on together because we were all in the business together. It was really hard for us to take a break. So we went over to Vegas and America, and there was a conference over there, a two-day conference, and we turned a two-day conference into a six-week holiday. And I remember getting the stats through because I would make my team send stats through to me every day and report on their business unit. And they would say, here's what's happening compared to last week, last month, last year. And so I would get those stats coming through. And one thing that I noticed was the actual results improved the week that I left. And then they got better and better and better. And when I went back, I asked all my management team, I said, guys, what happened? How did you smash it out of the park so much? And they said two things. Firstly, I got out of their way because I'd trained them well enough and we had good enough systems and processes in place. I trained them well enough that I got out of their way that they could actually do their job. And secondly, that I wasn't distracting them with harebrained crazy ideas. And that's when it dawned on me at that moment that I was actually part of the impediment to the business. So I started changing my attitude and my behavior to make sure that we had clear direction on where we were going and what my expectations were of my team. The really big thing on how I got there, I've jumped a decade, so don't expect to have this in your business straight away by listening to this podcast or this episode by the end. Don't expect to have that in place. But how I got there was just slowly but surely knocking off one system, one process at a time. And I started with sales and marketing, because the success of every business is determined by how many clients or customers you can get to pay you money. If you can't do that on a steadily and consistent basis, then you don't have a business. Okay, that's the first thing that you need to understand. So that's where I started. So we made sure that our marketing and advertising was on point, that our budgets that we were spending were consistent, and that we knew exactly where all of our sales were coming from. And there's software out there that will help you do that. If you don't, if you want me to recommend some to you, then just reach out to me on Facebook or LinkedIn and shoot me a message and I can give you some suggestions on that. But the number one thing is just to focus on that. So we knew exactly where our sales were coming from and where our appointments were coming from. That was the first thing. Then we built a process internally to make sure that we were maximizing those leads into sales. And how we started was we had traveling salespeople all around the country. We had 25 of them at one stage, and they were working on commission only. So what we would do is we would just get the lead in from Google, Facebook, wherever we were advertising. We would get the lead in, and then we would email that out to our salesperson, and then the whole process was over to them. And what I actually did was I went out and met with these traveling salespeople, with these field consultants, because I noticed that there was a distinct difference in the performance from the best salesperson to the worst one. And I'm not talking about a small difference. I'm talking about like 100 or 200% difference in sales. One guy might have been doing like one sale a day, and then the top guy was doing like 5 or 6 sales a day. So huge, huge, huge differences in performance numbers. So what I did was I went out and I met with the best ones, and I just sat there and I watched and I wrote down what they did and which parts I thought were working and which parts I thought weren't working. So I went around and I actually observed all this happening with 25 salespeople. Then I crafted a process that was the best of the best, all of the best bits from all of the best salespeople. And let me tell you, the best salespeople were doing pretty much the same process. The worst salespeople weren't doing the same process. And I'll give you an example of one thing that that still makes me laugh to this day, of what one of the poor performing salespeople were doing. So they would go through, talk about their needs, hey, this is what we do, all of that sort of stuff. Then they would pull out of their briefcase the contract for them to sign, the agreement. And as they were pulling it out, they would say, now here's the bad news. And they would drop the contract on the table and they would highlight in big yellow highlighter what the price was. And that was the one thing that was stopping this guy from selling more stuff. None of the top salespeople did it. They changed the way that they provided the solution. And they asked them a simple question by saying, here's all of the stuff that you need to do. Would you like my help with that? And of course, the potential client would say yes. And then they would talk about the different pricing options. And then they would pull out the agreement and go from there. So that was just one example of, you know, what these poor salespeople were doing compared to the good ones. So I got all of the best bits, right, from these 25 guys. And then I flew them all in to the head office. I paid for all of their flights, accommodation. And they thought, great, this is a massive junket. We're just going to get on the piss. It's going to be a fantastic time. It'll be great. Spend time away from the kids and the family. And the very first day, the very first minute of the very first day when they arrived, I made crystal clear that that wasn't the case. So then we spent 3 days going through this sales process and doing role plays and really nutting it out. The very next day, they all went back and I made sure that they had a ton of fresh leads to go and contact. And the very next day, those poor performers, their performance, the number of the sales that they converted, doubled overnight. Now, I say overnight, but it took me months to go and document all of this stuff down. So the point of me saying all of this and the point of me telling you all of this is that one simple thing is that you can have a business. It is possible. Even if you're a one-man band right now, start thinking ahead for the future on what are the parts that you can systemize and build processes around and automate so that you can free yourself up from that and have some more time. Secondly, the people that you do have that are employed, what does a good job look like to them, and how do you want it done, and how can you teach them to do what exactly converts every single time and gets the best result that you want? Make sure that you train them and make sure that you're constantly getting them to sharpen the axe and practice what you're teaching them to do. So that's the takeaway from this episode. I really hope that you've enjoyed it. If you have, make sure that you share it with other business owners that you know, your business partner, your wife, your husband, any family members that you have. Everyone's welcome to listen to this, and you don't have to you don't have to listen to it in your car. I'm just recording it while I'm driving along. Also, if you've liked it, leave a review on the place that you're listening to this, whether that's on Anchor, Google, Apple, wherever you're listening to this. Leave a review on there. Let me know what we're doing awesome and what we can change and the topics that you want to hear about so that we can make more of those. So if you have enjoyed that, do that. Give us a subscribe, and I will talk to you very soon. I'll see you soon.